Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Bro...
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato, and we've switched seats for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize.
I don't know how. Do you remember in elementary school when they would change the seating chart?
Yes.
And everybody would the next day with their little child brains would forget and go back to their old seat by accident.
Yeah. You know, in high school, I had a teacher, a science teacher that was such a cunt. And I say that with a capital C.
And also with a very hard T.
Yeah. And that is because one day we came into class and our desks were rearranged. And she was like, I've rearranged your desk a specific way. And I'm not going to tell you how. And then so we just sat. And then slowly you realize, like, I was like, all the students that get A's are at that desk. All the, like, bad kids are at this desk. The kids that never show up to class is that desk because that whole thing is empty.
That's fucked up. The stupid kids are together.
And then I was just with the average kids that, like, were kind of forgotten.
No. No. What grade is this?
This was, like, 7th or 8th grade.
That's fucked, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's really crazy. That's crazy behavior.
Yeah, that's insane, right?
Yeah. I had a religion teacher who was a fucking cunt once. And her sister, Mary.
Of course.
Literally.
Classic.
Yeah, like the nicer their name sounds, the worse they are.
Always.
And we were taking a test on the Beatitudes, and
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a list of like, I can't remember them anymore, but it's like, blessed be the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
So it's religious shit you're getting tested on?
Yeah, because I went to Catholic school.
I didn't know you actually like, I guess they teach you normal stuff too, right?
It's all like, it's regular school, regular state curriculum plus a religion class.
Oh.
Like, it's just so that like you don't have to go to Sunday school if you're Catholic because you get it every day in your regular school.
I see.
I was like doing kind of poorly in this class, like my freshman year of high school, and she's just kind of a bitch and annoying and doesn't like me to begin with, so I'm putting in less effort.
Mm-hmm.
So this test comes around and I'm like, this should be a really easy one. I'm great at memorizing things. I should just be able to do this if I study for like one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I study for one night. I think there's 8 of them. It's a list of 8 things.
Okay.
8 like sentences. And I memorize them all like perfectly to the point where I take her little test in like 2.5 seconds. Like, blessed be the blanks, for they shall
instantly,
blank.
Instantly, you're done.
I know them. I know them like the back of my hand. This bitch accuses me of cheating.
Oh, no.
Yells at me in front of the whole class that there's absolutely no way I could have done it that well that quickly. And has me sit at her desk with a piece of loose leaf and write them all out word by word.
Whoa.
And it felt so fucking
good
to do
it perfectly.
But you
proved to her that you did it, yeah.
It felt so good, dude. Because I was like, wow, what a bitch, dude. This is crazy.
That's crazy. Did she apologize? No.
No. No, but there's something that feels great when the teacher that everybody hates pulls somebody aside and yells at them for like nothing at all. Everybody could see that it's fucking her.
I remember in elementary school, they did like at the end of the year where they gave like teachers like their like they just did like a teacher appreciation thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this teacher and her name was Miss Acock.
Would you become a teacher?
Why would you become
a
teacher?
That's crazy. Change your name. Either don't take your husband's name or fucking get a new husband or some shit, but you can't.
Yeah, Miss Acock.
Go by your maiden name.
Yep. So Miss Acock, and she was also so mean It's like, if you're going to be Miss Acock, you got to be cool.
Really sweet. You got to have people like people who make fun of your name, and then other students who are like, oh, come on. You guys know we all love her.
Yeah. You have to have students at least sticking up for you.
Yeah.
But
you should be like Miss Honey if your name is Miss Acock.
Yes, exactly. So there was like a teacher appreciation thing, and then they were calling all the teachers and all the students would clap. And then I remember my mom was there for it because it was like they was giving students awards and teachers awards and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then and when it got to Miss Acock, she came on the stage and everyone booed her.
No.
All the students.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that bad?
Did you guys all get in trouble?
Yeah.
There must have been repercussions for everybody booing her.
Yeah, but that was even awkward
for
Miss Acock while she's standing on stage and the principal's like, that's not nice.
I actually love that.
But
yeah.
It's also like a huge reflection on who you are as a teacher. It should have been a good learning moment for her.
Dude, those moments as a teacher must be the absolute fucking worst when the whole class is getting in trouble by the principal for bullying you too hard.
Yeah.
Oof. We had a teacher named Miss Bongiorno in seventh grade.
No.
Yes. And she was like, I went to a school where teachers had worked there for like 10 or 15 years.
Miss Bongiorno?
Yeah.
Like bonjour and DiGiorno?
Like Bongiorno, which is, I believe, hi in Italian.
Mrs. Hi?
So Miss, like, it's hello.
Miss Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or good morning, whatever bonjour.
Bonjour.
Right, exactly. That, but the Italian version.
Right.
So, and I went to a school where even all the kids went there like forever. Like if you would start there in kindergarten and go all the way up to eighth grade.
Okay.
And all the teachers would stay there forever. And this was like the one new teacher who ever came into our lives, our entire experience there. Like she was the seventh grade teacher the year that we got to seventh grade.
Okay.
Because the teacher who was in her place before her got arrested for pedophilia, which is also a crazy side story to this.
Was it a woman teacher?
No, it was a guy. It was Mr. Okay. Went by Mr. G. Mr. Okay. Gettins, maybe?
Yeah, he was. Okay.
Yes, that's so funny. So anyway, Miss Bongiorno was just like really one of the nicest women ever. Like you could tell that she was very sweet, but just didn't know how to control seventh graders. So she would try to play like she was a bitch.
Okay.
And we had her number. Nobody believed in her.
You had her number?
Like they're like to the point where like,
what is that her having her number mean?
Like we knew that she was not equipped, that the bitchiness was all
put on.
What
does have her number mean?
Isn't that a phrase?
I've never heard that in my life. We had her number?
Yeah, like we knew all about her.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if it's real.
Okay, okay.
But I think so.
So you meant you had her phone number. I was like, so were you prank calling her?
No. But she would like kind of smell weird and whatever. And we would have a girl. Whenever Bongiorno turned around to write on the board, we had a girl who would go up and spray her with perfume behind her and try to get back to her seat before she turned around.
It's hilarious.
So funny, dude.
Hilarious. She shouldn't smell bad.
No. It was great. And there was that was something that she had to bring to the principal, and we all got in trouble from the principal with her meekly standing in the corner letting somebody else yell at us for her.
For spraying her because she stunk. Mm-hmm. That's really bad.
Isn't that horrible?
It's bad when the students are bullying you. Yeah, I had a teacher that hated me and I hated her and we were enemies and truly like I was so bad. At one point in high school, I just started to like there was a point probably after sophomore year. My friend Jessica Blair was really one of the biggest reasons that I started like becoming a class clown
because
mm-hmm. it was like the one friendship that allowed me to be that.
And she would probably school. Like really egg you on and love it.
Yeah,
she was your best audience.
But she was bad too.
Okay, love it.
She was almost like, she was my, like, I was like, oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
And we had this teacher, our science teacher, and she hated us to the point where like at one point she said, she was like, you can bring in whatever lunch you can eat in class. You two can be the only ones eating class as long as you behave. And the next day I thought it'd be funny to bring a rotisserie chicken and mashed potatoes and corn on the cob on a plate.
So crazy that me and you had such similar experiences with that one girl who was a bad influence because
no.
We never did it. But the way that we would talk all the time about bringing a full steak dinner into Miss Bongiorno's class.
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
That's so funny. And we actually did. And it was the next day after. She was like, you can bring in lunch and eat, because we were like, we get hungry, it's hard to stay still.
Oh, you were like, we are just so talkative with each other because we're hungry and we can't handle focusing and paying attention right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was like, you can eat. And then when I pulled out that rotisserie chicken the next day, she was like, get out. She had like had it, dude.
Made her cry.
She was fucking done, dude.
She got home and couldn't stop smelling rotisserie chicken.
Oh, she was done. She hated me. She hated me. And then I remember at one point, like, so then I'd get sent to the, at one point she was like, after the rotisserie thing, she was like, don't even come to my classroom. Go to the principal's office every day for an hour.
No.
Yeah. She was like, do your work there. Don't even come into my classroom. So then I would go into
then now you're behind on science.
No, they sent it all. Yeah. So now I'm in the principal's office and every day I'm there and I'm just talking to the other students that are in trouble. I'm making friendships. I'm asking.
You're running detention.
I'm running detention.
Love it.
I know the office lady. It's like a whole thing, and I'm talking too much. So then they have to make a rule that I'm not allowed to talk while I'm sitting in the lobby at detention because I'm being punished. So then I start singing to myself, and they literally had to make a sign on the wall that said no singing because I was like, I don't see any signs. Like, it was like I was out of control.
Dude, when I was in seventh,
I was a Karen.
Okay, yeah, just bad.
Like, there's no signs, but I was doing it to be funny and like shitty.
Yeah.
I was the worst.
No, I would always try to cause a distraction without getting in trouble. That was like my game. Like, Bobby Hutch once said this about me really early on, and I was like, wow, Bobby really has my number.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
When he was like, yeah, I feel like Alex is like a rebel always with one foot in the door. Yes. Which is so true. So I would like, like, we made our confirmation, because also part of going to Catholic school is like getting all of your religious sacraments as part of school.
Mm-hmm.
So we made confirmation in seventh grade, and they would constantly be taking us over to the church to practice the songs that we would be singing on the night of.
Okay.
And I absolutely fucking loved singing really loud and proud and bad.
Oh, funny.
It was my favorite thing.
Oh, I love that.
It got everybody's attention, dude.
So funny.
So much fun, and something that you can't really get in trouble for, because I'm like, what do you want? Do you not want me not to sing to the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
I'm singing his praises. Like, I would like,
yeah, really, that was my attitude. I was like, do you not want me to be happy?
Yeah.
I'm just a happy student, Miss Acock. Why are you angry?
I was like, you're not yelling at the girl who's not singing at all. Is she not in the show?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Great. So much fun.
So fun.
My friend and I used to throw textbooks at each other in our seventh grade science class, too.
That's fun.
We loved going right across the room. And then, like, as the day goes on, we're throwing it harder and harder and sometimes kind of missing and sending it flying at someone else. So funny.
You need to do something to stay awake.
It's great.
I remember how tired I would get in school. Like, when you're tired and your teachers are forcing you to stay awake, it's a whole different kind of torture. Being forced to stay awake when you're tired at school is, like, almost traumatizing.
I used to be so tired. I was more tired as a teenager than I am as an adult for some reason. I guess what you're really like growing in that.
You're so tired and people want you to be up and doing things all the time.
I remember getting the only time in my entire life fully getting tunnel vision one day in class because I was so tired and like trying to like push my eyes out. You know when your
eyes are closing?
I feel
like that's how I always felt. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like I was constantly like that. And it was like stressful to live that way.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's nothing more stressful than, I mean, there are things more stressful, but it's very stressful to be trying to stay awake when your eyes are closing on their own when you're that tired.
Yeah. And then when I got into a certain point, like in middle school, then I just started to get really hungry because it was like the hours get longer till you get to lunch. You know, in elementary mm-hmm. school, they're like lunch at 10. And then by the time you're in middle school, they're like lunch at 12:30. Yeah. Like, this is different. And then my stomach started growling really loud in class, and that was always embarrassing.
It is embarrassing to be the hungry kid in class.
Always. I was always so hungry.
Right. Oh, bad.
I'm a hungry girl.
I was a big can I go to the nurse? I don't feel well person. And then trying really hard to convince the nurse to call my mom and pick me up.
I loved that.
Loved it.
That was my game too. I always had a headache.
Oh, I always had a tummy ache.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
At a certain point.
Don't you hate when the nurse would be like, lay down for a few minutes and then go back to class?
The nurse was in my school was the mother of one of the girls in my class who I was kind of friends with. So I knew her pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my Girl Scout troop leading mom.
Okay.
So there was a point where she would be like, Alex, you know what? If you threw up in the bathroom from now on, I want you to not flush it and bring me over to see it. And if I see that you actually threw up in the toilet, then you
we'll
can
call
go
your
home.
Mom. Oh, yeah. No. She got your ass.
She got me.
I was in Girl Scouts. Were you in Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just said that. Moments ago.
Oh, that's. Yeah. She was the Girl Scouts leader. That's where I picked that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We haven't been recording a bunch of these.
All right, you guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors. The holidays are coming early this year, everybody. And if you're still not sure what to get the man in your life, then look no further than our friends at manscaped.com. The leading men's hygiene brand just launched new products that your man will actually use, including their new shower time favorite, the Body Buffer. It's time to give the man in your life the gift of smooth balls and a good shower time experience this holiday season. Get free shipping and 20% off by going to manscaped.com and using the code BRODS, B-R-O-A-D-S, at checkout. So guys, first of all, one thing I want to make a really quick disclaimer here. It's called Manscaped. It's advertised to be for balls. I got to tell you, Mike has like 12 of these things because they keep sending them to the studio and he's addicted to them. First of all, they all work. None of them have broken on us. He just keeps accepting more and more Manscapes. And I've used them on my pussy too, and they're awesome, to be honest. It's just there's no difference. There's very little difference between ball skin and pussy skin. I take that back. There's a little bit of a difference between ball skin and pussy skin, but they're equally as sensitive. And this shit works just on sensitive skin, which is pretty cool. Now I'm going to get back to reading the copy. That's just my disclaimer because like they're really heavy on advertising this for men, but the Manscaped works for anybody who wants to shave their genitals, honestly. So anyways, girls, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of finding Santa's beard in my dude's pants. Hairy jingle balls are a thing of the past with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you're going to find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. That's the one that I have like six of at home. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. Candy cane balls no more. I don't even know what that means. It's also waterproof, so it could be used in the shower, which is pretty cool. Awesome. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and a Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer and toner. Which also a product of which we have a ton in the house. And I got to be honest, I feel like there's been no toning going on in my household, but I'm not going to complain. It's fine. As long as it's all hairless down there, I'm okay with it. This copy truly says, I'm going to read it to you folks so that you could hear it. It says, keep his North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. I would call it the South Pole if I were the person writing the copy, but... anyway, who am I to criticize my fellow employees here at Gas Digital? The hygiene bundle also comes with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep his junk feeling fresh all day. The perfect package for his perfect package. Ugh. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra-premium body wash. Oh, this stuff's pretty good. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep his skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized, and it smells really good. I can attest to that. The body wash is pretty awesome. Manscaped also just launched their new body buffer. This 100% antibacterial body scrubber is just what he needs to keep him fresh and clean this holiday season. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get your man, your dad, your brother, your friends, your best friend, your best man, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BRODS, B-R-O-A-D-S, at manscaped.com. One more time, that's 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BRODS, B-R-O-A-D-S, at manscaped.com. This does make a really cool gift, you guys. So if you're considering, if you have like that dude in your life who you just don't know what the fuck to get for them, go ahead and get them this. I do find it a little weird to get your, like, your father, I guess as a chick, it's like a little weird to get your dad a ball fucking razor, but whatever. He'll probably appreciate it. Mom will like it. Anyways, 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, promo code BROADS. Get your man the gift he'll both enjoy, the gift of Manscaped. His jingle balls will thank you. All right, let's get back to the show.
Everything's natural. We do these 1 week at a time. Wink, wink.
Yeah, my belly's just been...
It stays the same for 8 weeks. I like when people were like... When you first were pregnant, when people were like, she's smoking. I'm like, we recorded 10 episodes.
10 fucking episodes and ages ago. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you. We recorded 10 in a row. You think we're flying from New York to LA every week?
And I do record new ads every week, but there was a long period where I was like, well, the audience doesn't know that I'm pregnant yet. So I'm going to keep saying I've been smoking Delta 8. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I was like, I'm not going to break it to you guys in an ad read.
You can't announce
Yo Delta can't have that, dude.
No, it's not yours, Yo Delta. We
I'm
love
not
you.
I'm announcing my pregnancy in a Yo Delta ad. So a lot of people, I guess, were confused about the timeline. But it's like, I don't know what to say. The episodes all happen at once and then time goes on.
I thought you said she was your godmother.
No. She was the mother of one of the girls in my class and our Girl Scout troop leader.
That's where I thought of Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
I missed that. Girl Scouts wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I'll tell you that.
No, Girl Scouts is...
Disappointing.
Like, it's very disappointing. It's not like
I don't
Boy
know what
Scouts.
It is now. It's probably now it's They Scouts, but...
Yeah, Girl Scout is
I wanted
truly,
Boy Scouts. I thought I was getting Boy Scouts when I got into
I
Girl
want
Scouts.
Girls doing Boy Scout activities would be so much fun, dude.
Yeah.
We never went camping as Girl Scouters.
So fun. That's what I got into it for.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to camp, fish, hunt, we did steal, a lot lie, of- cheat. I wanted to do everything that a Boy Scout was doing.
Fuck bitches.
Yeah. Then I got in there and they were like having us do arts and crafts. It was like after school programs.
A ton of arts and crafts.
Sewing.
A lot of fucking pipe cleaner being used as antennas for things.
Yeah. It was like literally being stuck in an after school daycare.
Yeah. And then they would do stories, left, right stories like you do at a fucking annoying bachelorette, like bridal shower or whatever.
Yeah.
The left-right thing is played out, and I don't like it,
like,
dude.
Lift it if this.
Well, where it's like there's a, I guess, a gift on the table, and like 10 people around every table, and somebody gets up and tells a story, and they're like, "As soon as my daughter Jenny met her husband Brandon, I knew he would be the right one for her." And then everybody passes the gift to the right. And you have to listen to the story. And every time she says left, you pass it to the left. And every time she says right, you pass it to the right. They go on for 40 minutes sometimes.
And there's just one gift?
There's one gift. And the whole game is when the story ends, whose hands is it going to be in? That person will keep it. It's never anything great.
It would have been great if everyone had a gift and it just depended on the gift.
That's fun. That's really fun.
Then everyone wins. We all get a gift. Yeah, it was a lot of sewing, a lot of memorizing things. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in school. They're like, you have to memorize this to even get into Girl Scouts. And I'm like,
I have to audition for Girl Scouts?
Yeah, I had to like memorize a Girl Scout thing.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Yes, dude. That was it. Yeah, I still don't remember it.
Yeah, no, I remember. I was in it for a while.
No, I was in it for like a month. And then my mom was like, we're done. We're done. They kept giving us like science fair projects to do at home. Like they weren't like,
you had homework.
It was like we did Girl Scouts after school. And then they'd be like, over the weekend with your family, collect this. And bring it back.
The
and it was like
just really gay, dude. I don't know what to say. It was all gay.
It was bad.
Like, when we moved on, I was a Daisy Scout, and then whatever comes next, a brownie, and
I
then
was
a
brownie.
Junior Mint. I was all three.
Okay.
And between them, you have like a stepping up ceremony where they would drag a fake bridge. I don't know if you had the bridge. They dragged a bridge into our school cafeteria, so it just goes from
One floor to the other.
It just goes from cafeteria to cafeteria on the same ground.
Okay.
But it was a symbolic crossing of the bridge. And I was like, this seems like the thing that we've spent the most money on of all year is renting this fucking bridge. Well, we could have actually gone and have a camping trip.
I think it's crazy. One beach day at Girl Scouts and collected seashells. And they, even then they were like, you have to collect this many sea. It was always like a, it was never fun. It was like always like for me, I always had anxiety. I'm like, I have to collect a seashell or they'll kick me out.
No, and I liked games, but it was never the fun kind of games that I liked. Like I loved a good scavenger hunt as a child. Mm-hmm. Nothing like a good scavenger hunt.
Loved a scavenger hunt.
Get onto teams and find. I liked the people related scavenger hunts where you have to find a person who has this or whatever and go around and talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Great.
Mm-hmm. What games did I like a lot?
Manhunt was the fucking shit.
Manhunt was so fun. We had a friend almost die because she had an asthma attack during Manhunt and no one was with her.
No.
Yeah. And they found her wheezing in the woods.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Wheezing in the woods.
Yeah. They ran up to her with an inhaler.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Mm-hmm. And that's the last I played Manhunt. I was like, I'm not being alone anymore.
I feel like I would always team up with somebody during Manhunt.
You know where I had the fun?
Where?
After school care.
Yeah.
That's where the kids that their parents are busy go. Right, it's the comics of like, it's where the stand-up comedians go. The aftercare, your parents have to work past five.
Right.
That's who
nobody's
you are.
Nobody's available to pick you up on time.
There's
what it,
no
is
one around. There's
there.
No family support already.
Right.
There should be one parent that could. There's not. After school care was the kids that were rabid.
That makes sense.
And
I was never in after school care. I mean, I would go every, I'd say maybe 3 days out of the year, my parents would have something come up and they wouldn't be able to pick me up on time. And I'd be in there for 30 minutes watching the scenes unfold.
Well, I loved aftercare because my mom worked at the daycare, at the aftercare. So after school, I'd go to her place and she'd have like her own desserts from the teacher's lounge. And they'd be like, you're so lucky your mom works here. Okay. And I'd be eating cheesecake like, not everyone's lucky, kids. Not everyone's lucky. And I would go hang out with my mom and like her. Like I was like in fourth grade and she like taught the pre-K kids.
Love that. Oh, you so, looked so cool to
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
You looked like an older woman to them.
I was a grown woman to them in the fourth grade.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I knew all the kids. I knew their...
There was probably one of them who looked at you and said, I want to be like her when I'm in fourth grade. Isn't that fucking
I remember
cute?
Hearing my mom talk shit about the kids, too. Like,
no,
at this point, my mom
an earshot.
Was pregnant. I must have been 9 or 10, so she was pregnant with Haley at this point. And she had a little girl in her class named Haley who's like obviously had some sort of like ADD issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom being with the other teacher and the teacher being like, what are you gonna name her? And she's like, I'm thinking about Haley. And she's like, oh, like Haley. And my mom being like, yeah.
Like, no, not like her.
Yeah,
like other like, people named Haley.
I remember my mom being like, I'm spelling the name differently because of her.
Okay.
Because I don't want to even share.
I kind of get it though. I do.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound so bad.
Not too bad.
No, no, no.
No, my mom was always nice to
a
the kids.
A quick little ugh is nothing, honestly.
No, some kids are ugh worthy.
When I taught dance, there were people who, there were students, 3, 4, 5 year olds, who when another teacher came in the room, I'd roll my eyes about that student.
That's so funny. You're like untalented.
Yeah, like.
Go try soccer.
Kind of a bitch, honestly.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Try soccer, babe.
Yeah, yeah, I had that. I feel like you have to let it out somewhere. If you're actually the person who's like hanging around dealing with the kids, you deserve to let off a little steam, you know?
Yeah. Whoa. Those birds flew by
a lot of birds, yeah.
Fast. Oh my God, I chugged that coffee. You know how I was like, I'm drinking coffee with sugar. I need some energy.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like I'm a child that stole coffee from the parents not knowing what caffeine does.
That happened to
me. I am through the roof almost sick right now.
That truly happened to me yesterday. It's so weird. I ordered a decaf latte. I'm trying to drink decaf while I'm pregnant. I ordered a decaf latte that threw me over the fucking moon. I was high off fucking coffee. It was crazy.
So funny.
It was so crazy.
So funny that you went from being high off DMT to high off decaf. It's like, what's happened in the last few months?
I don't know what to say. Part of me was a little concerned that maybe I mean, when she called me, she was like, decaf latte. She's mm-hmm. even said it, but I still feel like it might not have been decaf. It was so intense.
Oh, really?
It was just a lot. It was a lot of caffeine for me. Also, sometimes caffeine just hits differently than other times. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no set. It's like mushrooms, honestly.
I get that.
Yeah.
I've got you into Teen Mom.
Yeah, well, I've... Dude, every time I hang out with Kim, I get a little bit more acquainted with Teen Mom. And every time I get like a little more into it, I guess. It's wild.
It's a great show.
It's crazy, dude.
It's a great show. If you haven't watched Teen Mom, listen, take my advice. Start at 16 and pregnant. Get to know the girls. It goes back all the way to 2010. Go there. Check it out. Get to know the girls.
That's crazy.
And then watch their babies grow.
I get concerned for the girls because what feels like happens on this show is like they have a baby at 16
mm-hmm.
and suddenly that alone
mm-hmm.
makes them like, well, now I'm fully an adult. I might as well get married and start having these really weird adult-like arguments in from my childish
perspective. She's like, I just can't pay the mortgage. Yeah. It's like, you're four.
Why don't you just like... Yeah, they all rather be like living with the boyfriend than like taking care of their shit at home with their parents who would support them. The issue is always like, oh, we'll take care of you, but we don't want your boyfriend to move in. So they move out and try to do things on their own. It's fucking crazy, dude. It's
bad.
Like, chill out. You're 16 and you just had a baby. You should take all the help you could get. You should absolutely listen. You obviously weren't listening to your parents at some point in life.
Yep.
Now's the time to listen to every piece of advice they give you. And like some of the girls don't have this fortitude, but like some of them do.
Yeah.
And they never make the right choices.
No, never.
Like, why am I seeing you spend all this money on a wedding while you're 18 years old and pregnant with your second baby daddy's child?
Full weddings.
It's crazy. Stop having a wedding. Just have the baby.
Just have the baby.
It's crazy.
Like a normal 16-year-old.
Like a some tiny pinch of normal.
I couldn't imagine. I had so much fun as a child, like as a 16-year-old kid. I had truly such a such fun teenage years. It was insane. Like during the summers when I was 16, there was something called the summer bus. And you could just like ride your bike to it and put your bike in the front of it. And it would just take you to the beach.
And
my friends would meet where the summer bus picked you up and go to the beach every day.
I mean, let alone teenage years. I have had so much fun between the ages of 16 and now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Me too.
Well, getting pregnant does make you feel 16 again. I gotta be honest.
How?
Like I'm like, but there were so many years I could be free for. But it's like it's only partially true that now that I'm like, I'm about to be 30. It's like, yeah, to some degree, if I waited another 3 or 4 years, I could be having so much fun those 3 years. Mm-hmm. But it's like, also it doesn't feel crazy to not have that.
Also, what's the 3 years?
I'm like,
years?
What's the point? I've done everything. I've done everything I've liked doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
These girls have not done anything, though.
No, these girls are
They haven't done anything at all.
No. They haven't done one thing.
They haven't been on a roller coaster on acid.
They giggle when they get their appetizers at a restaurant. It's sad.
It's really sad.
I love going out to eat.
Me too.
I love going out to eat. I love getting an appy. I love going out to eat when you're like, we're going in. We're getting drinks. We're getting a nap. We're getting food. We're getting dessert.
I usually feel like I won't go sit in a restaurant unless I'm in that state of mind.
I'm not popping into a restaurant for a quick burger.
No, never.
And a diet
I'll take
Coke.
It to go.
To go. I'll eat it at home.
Absolutely.
I pay for the experience of a restaurant.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at Gas Digital Network. From the makers of Yo Kratom, it is YoDelta.com. Are you looking to get super duper legally high? Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will fuck you up. I've taken their gummies. I've taken their vapes. They're super dope. It's a very mellow feeling. And the cool part is that in the majority of states, this shit's legal. So you're not going to get in trouble for being high for the afternoon. You know, what a world.
What a nice world to live in. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of these states where Delta 8 is legal, it's time to head to yodelta.com and stock up on this shit. What's Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and gets you high. At yodelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, promo code GAS, 25% off at yodelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love getting a bunch of things to share, especially since being pregnant. Mike and I have been getting 3 entrees as well as like whatever appetizers we want.
So fun.
Splitting That's all the way three to of the do entrees. It. It's the fucking Honestly. Best, dude.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's the way you got to do it.
Dude, not for anything. That meal we had at Sushi Samba at Skankfest.
That was great.
Was incredible.
I know.
One of my my year's favorite meals, I'd say.
Yeah, that was really good. Have you ever been a server?
No.
In a restaurant?
I never. The only food service I've ever worked in was McDonald's. The absolute really? Lowest rung. Yeah.
You worked at McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's when I was like 16. And then every job after that was like at a store of some kind.
What kind of store?
Like I worked at a smoke shop for a while. I worked could see at that. BB for a while.
Okay, I could see that. That's fun. Knows.
Yeah, those well, sorts of things like
do
retail.
Do you remember how funny it is to do like a job interview when you're like 16?
Yeah,
and you have like a 30-year-old man, and he's like, "So, what do you see yourself in the future here?" And you're like, This is like an ice cream drive-through ice cream shop by the beach. Like,
I see myself doing a lot better than this. I'm 16 and yeah, I need a job.
I see myself making $20 so I could ride the beach bus every day. I'm here so I could ride the beach bus. So
I would get nervous for interviews like they were a very serious thing though.
No, me too. It was like it's so cute when you're a teenager and you think like little things that don't matter like are the biggest things in the world.
It's crazy.
It's really sweet. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of like maybe that's what it is now too. Sometimes when I'm like, this is it. I have this show. It's sold out. I'm opening for this theater and I do it. And
tonight I either become a star or I never do.
Yeah. And then it's just like I do the show and I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, does comedy matter?
Right. Even your biggest show is in the past now mm-hmm. and you're still moving forward, yeah. I guess is the feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You should honestly latch on to this thought whenever you're anxious about something because it's actually really like helpful and true. Like none of this shit actually really matters and everything is a much smaller deal than you think it is in the moment.
I try to. One of the biggest things that my therapist like changed in my mindset was that like he was very much like, it's not all about you. He's like, no one cares, dude. He's like, when you're worried about an embarrassing thing you said, that person's worried about an embarrassing thing they said. Like nobody gives a fuck.
So true.
Everybody's like worried about their own shit. And I'm like, that's so true.
Yeah.
I was like, but how could they not care about what I said?
But I'm always thinking about me. Aren't they always thinking about me?
How could you not think about me when I can't stop?
Yeah, so, I get it.
Yeah.
It also kind of goes to like other insecurities though. It's like I notice at every point in my life, I kind of like have this like weird thing with my appearance where I for some reason don't like the way that I look. Like at every phase of life there's something I could pick out in the mirror and be like, ugh, I hate this.
Yeah.
And then
you look back
2 or 3 years down the line, I look back at photos of myself from that time period and I'm like, I should have been so confident and grateful. I'll never be that beautiful again at every moment, pretty much.
I see pictures of me in high school where I'm like, I remember being on a no carb diet and I'm like rail thin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why was I doing no carbs?
Dude.
For who?
It's truly crazy.
I could have just been enjoying pancakes when I was 16.
Yeah. And like thinking, like I try to think about that when I'm looking in the mirror. Like if there's something that I'm unhappy about, I'm like, dude, when I'm 60 and looking back at photos of me today, I'm going to be like, wow.
I truly like myself more than I've ever liked myself. And that's sad because it's not a lot.
Oh, no.
It's like, I'm
so sad
now,
dude.
In the mirror, more regular,
dude.
This is how I sound in the mirror.
Look at these titties, baby.
That's how I sound. Yeah, I'm like, I look in the mirror and I go, I'm stacked.
Yeah,
I say things like that.
I love that for you. But
then the next day, it's weird. It goes day by day.
I get that. I was always in a pretty confident spot for the last couple of years, and then pregnancy has been like weird for that, for sure.
For the confidence?
Yeah, because it goes all
over
the
place. Why, you look so good pregnant.
I appreciate that, but first of all, it's very weird to see your body change so quickly. Like, every day I wake up looking a little different than I looked yesterday, which is...
Same.
Shocking, dude.
Hate to say it.
It's crazy. It's a lot to get used to. Every day you have to, like... comprehend this new version of yourself. Like, it fucks with you a little bit.
I get that.
And then, like, picturing the future, being like, I wonder what I'm gonna look like in a few months after the baby is, yeah, like, kind of scary, dude.
Yeah, a lot of scaries.
Yeah, so that's been weird, but overall I'm like,
can you believe at some point, like, okay, like, you're gonna have a baby, but isn't it trippy to, like, you know, okay, life goes so fast, right? We've, yeah, been friends for how many years now?
Five,
almost six. Mm-hmm. Like, if we took our friend, like, if we did our friendship all over again, your baby would be going into the first grade.
That's crazy.
And that's gone so
We're
fast.
We're gonna do our friendship all over again.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, that's how quick it goes.
It goes really fast, yeah.
Like, that, I think that went so fast, and then when you have a baby, it's gonna go even faster.
I was just,
like,
gonna say.
Like, the thought of you in 13 years about to have a teenager,
right? I'll only be 42
with a teenager.
Yeah,
she'll be like asking you things, you're like, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah,
you're not going out by yourself. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Crazy to think about.
It's so crazy,
like,
dude.
My friends last night, they had my friends Joe and Laura, they had a baby really young, and last night we're all hanging out at the Comedy Store, and they're like kind of tense with each other. And they're just, like, talking about, like, their daughter and her boyfriend. The mom's like, yeah, that she's hanging out with her boyfriend. And the dad's like, I'm just not happy about it. And I'm like, you and Mike are going to be having those conversations.
It's so crazy. It's, like, they say that, like, I feel like one of those, like, mom things that I've been hearing a lot online and, like, everywhere is, like, the days go by slow, but the years go by fast.
Oof.
Which is kind of crazy.
That's, like, for life.
That's life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's literally our... thinking back on the 5 years of our friendship feels that way. Like, mm-hmm, we've had so many experiences together from, like, all different sorts of things. We've traveled so many places together.
Mm-hmm.
We've done so much, yet it does feel like it was just yesterday that I was coming into your house to do our first episode.
Crazy.
It's so crazy. Why is that getting me emotional? My pregnancy hormones.
Oh, no.
It's not so sweet.
It is very
not
sweet.
Not us being best friends for a while.
That's so cute. So cute. Not this starting on acid in a photo booth at Skankfest, and now here you are pregnant.
So cute. I can't.
So funny. Wow. It's so crazy.
Life is just wild.
I have trouble remembering a lot from when I was a kid. Do you remember a lot?
It depends how much is a lot. Like, I have a lot of snippets, I'd say.
But how long are your snippets? Like, I get, like, moments, like a quick flash of a moment.
I get, for individual moments, I'll get a quick flash, but I usually have a lot of individual moments surrounding certain events. Like,
I feel like I remember more anxious stuff than I remember good stuff.
I think that's probably normal. It's probably the way our brains are wired so that we could be, like,
don't do it again.
On edge for those things, yeah.
Okay, which sucks, that makes sense.
But helps us, I'm sure.
And, like, they're stupid things. I remember going to a water park when I was a kid and literally just being like 4 or 5 and not understanding the concept that it is a slide. Like, it's like the kiddie part of the water park, and, like, I'm at the top of it and I'm just didn't understand that it was a slide you sit on, so I'm trying to walk down this downhill that's wet just because I'm just so dumb.
Right, like, that was definitely something that went deeply into your memory because your brain was like, don't do that one again.
Yeah, and I'm
like, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, I'm like doing this and trying to slide, and the lifeguard's like, sit down, and just yells at me, and I'm like so hurt because I'm like,
I didn't know.
And now I've never had a stranger yell at me, and literally I didn't know. I remember thinking, like, I didn't know.
You probably should have had an adult up there helping you to sit down, to be honest.
I know.
So it's not your fault.
Yeah, I know.
I get it.
I was like, where was my mom?
That's crazy. One of my earliest, like, like memories is attached to a particular emotion is being like going to my pool club, right? My parents like joined this pool club in the summertime in the morning one day and having a bathing suit on all morning and then having to go somewhere else in the afternoon and coming back to the pool club and thinking that I still had my bathing suit on under my dress, forgetting that I had changed into undies. And going to pull my dress off, like, in the middle, like, in the full sunshine, in the middle of everything. And my mom turning around being like, no, you don't have your bathing suit on.
Uh-huh.
And stopping me and feeling embarrassment for the first time. Like, being, like, this deep, like, my, you're, like, heart shameful. Dropped a little and felt shameful.
Like, I almost exposed myself at the local pool.
Yeah, that definitely stuck with me.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. I remember some good stuff. I remember in third grade, my mom did I was obsessed with Nickelodeon slime.
Me too.
And she stayed up all night and made like 10 buckets of slime and surprised, like told all my friends to wear bathing suits and like told us all to get in a pool and close our eyes and slimed us all.
No,
like
I love style. It.
So fun. There's a picture I have right now of McCalla and my mom pouring slime on all the kids. McCalla's like 13 and we're all like little.
That's
little
so
boy.
Cute.
So cute. But it's just like such weird things. I have this memory in kindergarten. I was at nap time. This is such
I
a funny story.
I remember some nap times too.
You remember some nap times? First, I had a kindergarten teacher in nap time. The same teacher would walk over the kids during nap time in a skirt.
No.
Yeah, so we'd always talk about how you could see your underwear. And it's just
how
weird.
Over like spreading like, above your head.
Like she'd wear those long skirts and she'd step over the children.
Yeah, you can't do
that. Because
they're
on the floor. Yeah.
You can't do that.
No.
Weird.
Weird,
walk
right?
Walk around the kid.
Walk around the kid. Don't be a weirdo. So then.
She's probably just stupid. And
she was just dumb. She was just dumb. Mm-hmm. But I remember this kid, me minding my own business. Poor baby Kim taking a little nap in kindergarten. I hear this.
Drooling just a wee bit.
I have my cot. There's a little boy on a cot next to me. And I hear, psst. And I look over and the little boy's like, hey. And I was like, hey. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing. And he was like, show me your butt.
No.
He said, show me your butt. And I was like, I remember being like,
they really
no.
start him young.
Yeah, I was like, no. And I turned around and I went to sleep. And then he was like, psst. And I was like, what? And he's like, show me your butt. And I was like, no. And he's like, okay, I'll show you mine. And I was like, okay. Like, I was like, if you want to, you do it.
You've always been the same, dude.
What do you mean?
That's very like you now.
What?
I don't know what to say. To be like, yeah, okay, you do it then. Like,
yeah.
You didn't ask him not to show you his butt. You said,
like,
fine,
if you need to.
I'll watch yours, but you can't look at mine.
So I was like, okay. So he showed me his butt crack. And I was like, okay. And then I turned around. And then he was like, psh. And I turn around one more time. And I look, and he had his butt cheeks spread.
No.
Yes.
You did not see his tiny
and
butthole.
And I saw his little butthole. And I remember I closed my eyes so fast.
Butthole.
And I was like, oh, no, what the hell? And then I was walking
so
with
scarring.
My mom and dad, like, literally, like, 2 weeks later. And it was, like, the Christmas play at school. And it was, like, after school. And I saw the little boy walking with his parents. And I was like, that's whatever his name is. He showed me his butthole. And my dad was like, what? And I was like, yeah, you showed me his butthole at nap time. And I didn't want to look, but I saw his butthole.
Oh,
and my
man.
Dad was like, went straight to the teacher's office.
I am truly concerned for that child.
Yeah.
Something was going on in his house.
Yeah, probably.
That he's showing his butthole to people?
I think that a lot of the time showing your butthole is normal as a kid too, though. Not every... TikTok loves to make everything molestation. I think a lot of growing up is like exploring buttholes.
I agree with that. But I also think TikTok... there's a lot of people who have been molested who really want to talk about it on TikTok.
Yes.
It's hard to see like what the actual
I think it's both, yeah.
percentage of the population is because it's like, it seems like all of them who've been molested definitely want to talk about it on TikTok.
Yeah, no, because I wasn't molested and I very much was like, butthole. I wanted to play at one point. I like asked a girl to see what her vagina looked like, and I remember we got in trouble.
Okay,
like, shit like that. Like it was like just like curiosity.
I was
but also maybe those kids were being molested because I feel like it was always initiated. Like it was never my idea.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say I was sort of a go with the flow kind of girl.
Yeah. Same. I was just like, if you want, we could hump.
Yeah, no, if a friend came over and asked me to hump her, we've talked about this on a really early episode of the show.
Yeah.
But if a friend came over and wanted to hump with me, I was pretty much down to hump, but I was never going to suggest that we hump.
Never. It was never, I was like Barbie's first.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. I like what I would suggest. I had a fun game. I liked, with one specific friend, we would fill up little balloons. Put them in our bras, right? And squeeze each other's.
Oh, I like that.
Squeezing each other's balloons.
That's
was
very
fun.
Straight.
Yep.
Very heterosexual. We're
very straight.
That's a fun one.
But I was never a, like, show me your penis or let me show you my vagina type person. If you asked me, there was a chance, like, younger than a certain age, that I probably would have said yes.
I get that.
By the time I'm maybe 7 or 8, I would have been like, no, those are our private parts.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, me and my friends were obsessed with pretending to give birth, like putting pillows in our stomach and then pushing them out.
I love that. It's such a funny activity,
though.
It's
so funny.
It's so funny.
Me and my friend Jessica went to Vegas when we were 16, and we did this giving birth video that I made her, like, bury in our lifetime of me giving birth to a pillow named Greg.
Okay,
I love that. It was the same one that got me in trouble at school.
And I'm sure you went Academy Award level acting.
I was like, the pillow's coming out of my pussy. Yeah. Like, it was like inappropriate.
Trying really hard to make your friend laugh while imitating birth giving.
Yeah.
Love it. Love the concept.
Yeah. I think I was very inappropriate in the video. I think I remember being mortified.
Yeah. That it exists when you watch it. Something that was fun to do and not fun to
watch.
Have on video. Yes. Yeah.
I was like, this seems more like a memory. That we should have had.
Yeah. Fun.
Growing up's fun.
Growing up's crazy. It does happen fast.
God.
It's so crazy, dude.
Just a blink of an eye, sweetie.
Wild.
We're out of there.
I better come back for another life because I want to be a kid again.
I say that all the time. Like Sarah, when I talk to Sarah, she's like, I'm done. She's like, I'm good. She's like, I want to move on to the next realm. I'm like, not me.
Stop saying that. That's what? Crazy.
That's crazy.
Sarah, you might regret saying that. That's wild.
Why would you want to move on?
No.
We're having so much
so
fun.
So much fun here. It's not our
I'm scared good. We do move on.
She just wants eternal sleep, dude. Your girl just wants to rest.
I can't. Now I'm pissed. Can we even end?
Sarah always wants to rest.
I'm done. Sarah pissed me off through this podcast. Not even here. You guys, thank you for watching another episode of Broad Topics. Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, which by this point, if you're interested, there's probably a link on my Instagram to a baby registry that if you would like to help us out, no pressure.
Hell yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff on there.
Hell yeah. Throw a little Gas Digital gift over to the baby.
Throw a little Gas Digital baby a bone.
Yeah, please. It's going to be literally boner like toys. It's like too much. Your baby's going to be wearing anal teething beads.
Not
it's
me
like,
asking the audience to throw my daughter a bone.
I don't know. Guys, throw our daughter a bone. You can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.